Whereas the previous chapters dealt with the fundamental components of a quantum network, quantum nodes, and quantum links, we now turn to the current state of development. In doing so, we address not only the most recent results, but also aspects that have not yet been mentioned, yet are of considerable importance. The field of quantum communication is evolving at a rapid pace. What constitutes the state of the art today may already be obsolete tomorrow. Advances in ultra-low-loss fibers minimize photon losses and increase the efficiency of optical transmissions. Quantum repeaters are becoming more powerful, extending the range of quantum communication and enabling secure transmission over great distances. Integrated quantum photonics combines several quantum components on a single chip, reducing the size and complexity of the devices and thus facilitating scalability. Hybrid systems merge classical and quantum technologies to provide versatile and adaptable approaches for quantum networks. These innovations are pushing the boundaries of what is feasible and bring us closer to fully exploiting the potential of quantum communication. Integrated quantum photonics, or more broadly, integrated quantum circuits, are microchip-like structures that manipulate qubits in the smallest of spaces. They mark a decisive step toward practical quantum communication systems because they allow the miniaturization of quantum components, comparable to the role of integrated circuits in classical electronics. Such circuits are essential for scaling quantum computers and quantum communication systems and can lead to more compact, efficient devices. Advances in photonic integration and solid-state quantum systems contribute to more practicable architectures and pave the way for widespread use. Moreover, integrated circuits support the development of complex quantum algorithms as well as the efficient processing of quantum information, both of which are key factors in the progress of quantum technologies. Another relevant building block is the quantum transducer, so a quantum converter. It enables the coupling of heterogeneous quantum systems by transferring quantum states from one physical carrier to another without destroying the quantum information. For example, a transducer can convert the state of a microwave photon, typical of superconducting quantum computers, into that of an optical photon, which is suitable for transmission in optical fibers. The principal types include microwave to optical, spin to optical, and electro and optomechanical transducers. Each type is designed to connect specific quantum systems while ensuring coherence, high conversion efficiency, and low noise. In the preceding module, we covered the protocols of quantum key distribution, in short, QKD, in detail. QKD has progressed from a purely theoretical concept to a practical technology and is already strengthening global secure communication. Advances in overcoming range limitations and infrastructure issues are making QKD increasingly attractive economically. This section highlights current developments, especially quantum repeaters, satellite-based QKD, and fiber-based QKD networks, thereby paving the way for broad adoption. One of the greatest bottlenecks of QKD lies in the limited distance over which quantum signals can be transmitted in optical fibers. Losses and noise weaken the signals and jeopardize security. Quantum repeaters address these problems by extending the reach of QKD networks without measuring or disturbing the signals and while preserving their integrity. Repeaters act as intermediate stations. They refresh the signal and forward it, enabling secure communication over hundreds or even thousands of kilometers. Fully functional quantum repeaters are still under development, yet initial prototypes already show great promise. Once quantum repeaters are mature, they will fundamentally transform secure long-distance quantum communication. To achieve truly global secure communication, QKD must reach beyond terrestrial boundaries. Satellite-based QKD, the counterpart to the previously discussed free space links, offers just such a solution without requiring extensive ground-based infrastructure. In 2016, China launched the satellite Mishius, the world's first dedicated to quantum experiments. Mishius successfully demonstrated quantum key distribution between ground stations and enabled, among other things, a tap-proof video call between China and Austria, over thousands of kilometers. This milestone proves the feasibility of QKD over great distances and paves the way toward a future global quantum secure network. Interest has grown accordingly. Europe, Japan, and other regions are pursuing similar projects to build a worldwide quantum internet. Fiber-based QKD uses existing optical fiber networks to transmit quantum keys securely between locations. The approach takes advantage of the wide availability of fiber infrastructure and thus offers a practical option for increasing security in urban and regional networks. Photons carrying the quantum keys are sent through the same fibers that are used for internet and telecommunication services. Pilot networks already exist, for example, in London and Cambridge in the United Kingdom, as well as in Zurich and Geneva in Switzerland. These examples demonstrate the integration of QKD into today's communication networks, although challenges such as signal loss over long distances remain. The strategic implications of QKD go beyond pure security considerations. It is becoming a cornerstone of national and industrial resilience. Across Europe, governments and companies are investing heavily in quantum communication. A prominent example is the EU's Quantum Flagship Initiative, which since 2018 has been providing more than 1 billion euros over a 10-year period. Roughly one quarter of that is earmarked specifically for quantum communication. The goal is to build the Pan-European Quantum Communication Infrastructure, EuroQCI, which is intended to ensure highly secure data transmission across the continent. The EuroQCI initiative aims to link space-based and terrestrial quantum networks in Europe in order to strengthen cybersecurity and digital sovereignty. Countries such as the Netherlands are pioneering this effort by realizing pilot projects that connect government institutions with research facilities. These projects are not merely technical experiments, but proactive steps toward building a secure backbone capable of withstanding future quantum computing capabilities. QKD is increasingly moving from laboratory research to real-world application as companies and public authorities recognize the strategic value of quantum secure communication. European telecommunications providers are playing a leading role. For instance, BT in the United Kingdom is cooperating with Toshiba to establish QKD links between key sites, such as London and Cambridge, and to ensure secure data exchange between research facilities and external partners. In Switzerland, Swisscom is working with ID Quantique to deploy QKD in the financial sector and protect sensitive banking transactions. In France, Orange is testing QKD to offer quantum secure services for businesses and public institutions. Despite its potential, the commercialization of QKD faces significant hurdles. This includes, in particular, the high costs of specialized hardware, such as single photon detectors and quantum repeaters, which are not yet available for mass production. In addition, a powerful infrastructure is required to support long-distance links. Without mature repeaters, range remains limited. Integrating QKD into existing systems also poses a technical challenge because quantum technologies must coexist with conventional encryption methods. Furthermore, the absence of standardized protocols and regulatory frameworks creates uncertainty for companies and governments as clear guidelines for implementation and security standards are lacking. Nonetheless, promising developments are paving the way for wider adoption. An important trend is the construction of hybrid quantum secure networks that combine QKD with post-quantum cryptography, thereby providing a graduated defense against both classical and quantum-based attacks. This approach creates a flexible and robust security architecture. Advances in hardware, such as integrated photonic circuits and more efficient quantum repeaters, are reducing costs and are increasing performance, which makes QKD more accessible. With these advances, the vision of a global quantum internet is coming within reach. In future, satellite-based and fiber-based QKD could jointly create a secure quantum link between continents. Such a worldwide network would offer unprecedented security for international communication and fundamentally change the protection of sensitive data.